This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Pope Francis urged the faithful on Sunday to pray for a nation close to his own, Bolivia, which has been rocked by weeks of political unrest following disputed elections. Sabina Castelfranco reports from Rome.
Bolivia has been in a state of political unrest since disputed elections were held on October 20th.
Invito tutti i boliviani, in particolare gli attori politici e sociali.
The Pope urged all Bolivians, especially political and social leaders, to await with a constructive spirit and without any preconditions and in a climate of peace and serenity the results of the election review process which is currently underway. On Sunday, after the Organization of American States released a report that the election should be annulled due to irregularities, President Morales said he would call fresh elections. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.
In that televised address, President Morales also announced he would be replacing the country's electoral body. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer held a news conference Sunday to make the case for public hearings in the presidential impeachment inquiry. He says the public deserves access to the process.
I hope the public will see, you know, impeachment is a very serious matter. The founding fathers said it was a very serious matter, and so it ought to be public.
He said people should be allowed to draw their own conclusions about the president.
I think it's a good idea to make the hearings public, and people will then have to make their decisions.
Turkey's defense ministry says a car bomb has killed at least 8 civilians in northeast Syria. The latest deaths come as UN monitors report scores of civilians are being killed and wounded in northern and northeastern Syria. You're listening to VOA News.